USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is confident a federal disaster declaration will be approved soon. The governor says he had a conversation with President Biden last night on the issue, along with the USDA disaster request for farmers.
What this approval will do is it will give Texans the ability to apply for individual assistance from FEMA, which will then provide them with funding to help fix damages to their homes that are not covered by private insurance.
President Biden also saying he may visit Texas next week. Biden also cheering the increased supply of coronavirus vaccines. Biden touring a Pfizer plant that produces vaccines in Michigan on Friday. The vaccines developed under former President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Biden is cheering the increased supply of coronavirus vaccines.
It's a miracle of science and the brilliant minds that we have around us. And now it's a second miracle, the miracle of manufacturing to produce hundreds of millions of doses.
Biden touring a Pfizer plant that produces vaccines in Michigan. It was under Operation Warp Speed, which former President Trump created, that two vaccines were developed in less than a year. NASA officials are releasing new photos of the rover Perseverance landing on Mars. The chief engineer of the mission, Adam Stenzinger, says this mission could produce more forever-remembered space pictures.
In our efforts to engineer spacecraft and explore our solar system, that we might be able to someday contribute yet another iconic image to this collection.
The agency releasing the first color photo from the Martian surface. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden appears to be in a political firestorm over how and when to get more schools open during the coronavirus pandemic. Teachers' unions have said they support reopening schools once officials are able to make the buildings safer. Republican Congressman from Texas, Ronnie Jackson, believes children need to be back in the classrooms.
The teachers are, they operate in one of the safest working environments out there in the workforce right now. We've proven in multiple studies recently that kids are not getting this virus. If they get this virus, they don't get sick from it. And if they get sick from it, they're not passing it to each other, and they're not passing it to teachers and to adults. And, you know, the teachers' unions hold so much authority and so much power over the Democrat Party because of all the money that they give to the party. And the party, and, you know, the Democrats give the money back to them. It's a very incestuous system, the way it's set up, where they get money. And that's what they're doing. They're holding out. There's a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package out there, right. And they want to make sure that they get every bit of that that they can get.
State departments of education already have between $53 billion and $63 billion in unspent federal funds from the two relief packages passed by Congress last year. All Six Flags theme parks are expected to reopen this year. The Texas-based company announcing plans to hire thousands of team members for the upcoming season. The company did warn the reopenings were subject to change because of local, state, and federal guidelines. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.